Topic 186, Conclusion. 1. I close with an appeal to all who read these instructions to rally their forces, to renew their vows of dedication to the service of humanity, to subordinate their own ideas and wishes to the group good, to take their eyes off themselves and fix them anew upon the vision, to guard their tongues from idle speech and criticism, from gossip and innuendo, and to read and study so that the work may go intelligently forward. Let all students make up their minds in this day of emergency and of rapid unfolding opportunity to sacrifice all they have to the helping of humanity. Now is the need and the demand. The urgency of the hour is upon us, and I call upon all of you whom I am seeking to help to join the strenuous effort of the great ones. They are working day and night in an effort to relieve humanity and to offset those evils and disasters which are imminent in the present situation. I offer to you opportunity, and I tell you that you are needed, even the very least of you. I assure you that groups of students, working in unison and with deep and unfaltering love for each other, can achieve significant results. That each of you may so work, and that each of you may lose sight of self in realization of world need, is the earnest prayer and deepest aspiration of your brother, the Tibetan. From A Treatise on White Magic, pages 639 through 640. 2. Age-long identification with the form side of life is not easily overcome, and the task ahead of the disciple is a long and arduous one, but one which promises eventual success, provided there is clear thinking, earnest purpose, and planned scientific work. From Glamour, A World Problem, page 265. 3. From them, the disciples and the aspirants, the way opens up, and for them comes the conscious recognition of the light, the need for the service of men and women, free from illusion and glamour, has never been so dramatically present as it is today. And it is for these potential servers of a desperate necessity that I have written, that the angel of the presence may make his nearness felt and inspire you to pass courageously through the fires of the burning ground is my earnest prayer, and the fact of the presence may be sensed by you and lead you to greater activity once the burning ground is passed is my deepest wish for you, and that the light may shine upon your way and bring a certain and assured consummation of all the travail and struggle which has characterized your way of life is my heart's desire for you. To more active and steady enterprise I call you, the Tibetan. From Glamour, A World Problem, pages 271 through 272. 4. This series of textbooks of occultism and of the occult forces which I have written are intended to act as signposts and as beacon lights upon the way to knowledge. They contain hints and suggestions, but must be interpreted by each student according to the measure of light which is in him. Let him study what is going on around him in the light of the plan and of the knowledge here imparted. And let him seek to trace for himself the emergence of the instinctual psychical nature of deity in world affairs and in his own life, for it is happening all the time. He must ever remember that he himself possesses a psychical nature which is a part of a greater whole and therefore subject to impression from divine sources. Let him cultivate in himself the trend to synthesis. Let him make the words, "I will not be separative in my consciousness," one of the key thoughts of his daily life. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 2, Esoteric Psychology 2, pages 234 through 235. 5. I will say no more at this time. I have sought to indicate that which should be possible. If my suggestions are followed, and if the work is carried forward diligently, there is every indication that the work of the hierarchy and of the Christ will be tremendously expedited. The need and the opportunity call for right understanding, and they demand also a joyful cooperation and the sacrifice of yourselves and of your time and money in the attempt to make our work possible. I make no further appeal for your help. I have been endeavoring to educate you in the new ideals and in the work of the new group of world servers. The responsibility for right action and for the effort to reach the public rests upon the aspirants and disciples of the world who read these words. There is nothing that I personally can do. It is your time, and all of you without exception can give some, for which Christ and humanity are today calling. It is your activity and skill in reaching those you can reach for which we make demand. It is your money that is needed to enable us to reach the interested public. It is your meditation and intense inner cooperation which will construct the channel through which the spirit of peace can work and the forces of light enter. The hierarchy waits. It has done all that is possible from the angle of its opportunity. The Christ stands in patient silence, attentive to the effort that will make his work materialize on earth and enable him to consummate the effort he made 2,000 years ago in Palestine. The Buddha hovers over the planet, ready to play his part if the opportunity is offered to him by mankind. I beg you to note what I have said here. Everything now depends upon the right action of the men of goodwill. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 2, Esoteric Psychology 2, pages 750 through 751. 6. We know that this is the hour of humanity's greatest opportunity, and that if men can pass triumphantly through this and, by the strength of their own souls, surmount this very present evil, then the evolution of humanity will be hastened beyond all that was believed possible. It will constitute a release, self-achieved and self-initiated. This means as much in the life of mankind as it means in the life of the individual disciple. That chance and that opportunity must not be taken from man. The gained spiritual and eternal values are of far greater importance than this temporary agony. Little as you may realize it as you think of us in our so-called safe retreats, the capacity of identification with all that is involved in the world pain today and the sensitivity of those connected with the hierarchy to the unhappy condition of humanity makes their task of standing by one of supreme spiritual agony. They understand the depths of the reaction of humanity. They comprehend and understand, for they are one with all men. This involves a far greater comprehension than you can grasp, and one which can only be adequately expressed in the word identification. They need the staunch support of all their disciples, the steadfast love, the loyal attitude, the unquestioning response to human need, which will enable them to carry more easily the heavy burden which human karma has laid upon them and which they carry voluntarily. Will you give this? Will you aid our work in every possible way, both as personalities dedicated to service and as souls who walk the lighted way? The need of humanity for love and light, the need of the hierarchy for channels and for those who will work under direction upon the earth, can call forth all that you have to give and can evoke your soul the only true reward that the disciple seeks in power and love. This will happen to you if you will forget the little self. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 101. 7. And so from stage to stage the disciple passes, going from light to light, from perception to perception, from force to energy, from personality focus to soul integration, and then from soul to spirit, and from form to life. He has explored all the avenues of knowledge. He has descended into the depths, into hell, and into the valleys. He has climbed the mountaintop of initiation, and from there has swung out beyond space and time. He has lost all self-interest and is a focused point of thought in the mind of God. Can I say more than this? I think not, my brothers. And so I bring to an end this series of instructions, and my responsibility in this connection is ended. Yours now begins. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 773. 8. All that I can hope and pray is that your individual will can be merged into the divine will, that revelation will be increasingly yours, and that you will, with increased steadfastness, tread the path from darkness to light and from death to immortality. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 718. 9. May light and love and power shine upon your ways, and may you, in due time and with as little delay as possible, stand before the initiator and join the ranks of those who, actively and consciously, love their fellow men, work as reconstructive and regenerative energies, and forever serve. I sign myself as the Master Jwal Kul, the Tibetan. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 738.